Breon, this is take two of this. We had a perfect first take, and then somebody forgot to turn off the
phone. Don't be negative.
Welcome to Talking Family, Talking Life, where we encourage healthy marriages and healthy families. Look who's back together. Click and Stringer,
cutest
Mike and RT, Jedi and Apprentice. Now, here's what happened in the first take, okay? This guy here said, okay, what's a Jedi, number one? Insulting, and I thought he was joking. Because he, one thing that RT has a gift of, and he's always had this gift, and I never can figure it out, is when he's like, I gotta watch my language, when he's, just messing with my mind, or he's not. So he really didn't know what a Jedi was, I don't think.
I thought it was from Star Trek.
And then he said it was from Star Trek. For all you Star Wars people out there, doesn't it just hurt you right there?
I thought it was the same thing.
I just want to body slam the guy. He thought it was the same thing. It's just, it pains me. You even knew what a Jedi was.
But you probably watch this all the time, right?
But I also live in a house with you and Malachi,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Anyways, what I was telling in our first take before Sarah forgot to turn on the Do Not Disturb button.
Not my job.
Was the thing I like doing with RT the most is like I like making him squirm. Like I can make Sarah squirm and I enjoy it. I love making Pastor Weiser squirm, love it. I can make Corey squirm somewhat, but nothing like making him squirm. And I miss that.
Yeah, and that's because I never know what you want to say.
No, that's true. That's
even
true.
Like this podcast.
Right. He wanted to know what the questions were.
Yeah, I wanted to know what you wanted to talk about. You didn't say anything. You show up down here.
I told you what they were when we were walking down the hall.
You did. I wasn't listening to you, but yeah.
But exactly. That's my point. You never listen to me. I mean, that's one thing you and my wife have very, and similar, is that you don't listen to anything I say. You know what she said the other day? She accused me of talking a lot.
Really?
Like, that's the reason she can't remember what I said. Like, hey, she says I talk a lot, she tunes me out. Do you agree?
At least I was honest.
Yeah,
she's
at least I honest. Told you why.
Open communication.
That's me. This
a
is,
lot of this.
This is Talking Live with RT and Clint, not RT, Clint and Sarah. Got replaced this week. So,
let me help you guys on your communication. They have a thing called a floor.
That's true.
So we can talk.
Do that.
You
we could do that. Now, I have to ask you this question. This is another question I didn't give you, all right?
Okay.
When did you realize we've known each other? How many years have we known each other now? I gotta watch this time.
10 years or so, right?
It's been 10 years already.
It's like, I showed up at Liberty 2009.
I got you that job, too, by the way. I
thought
I'd do this week. We could
know you before that.
We could use this podcast and list the things I've done for you, and I think it would definitely outnumber the things you've done for me, possibly.
Is that you?
Oh, shit.
Can Sarah weigh in on this?
Oh, no, because she knows I'm right. So, when did you realize that Clint is somebody that I want to look up to, that he's like a hero, that this is the guy I've needed my whole life? When was that? When did that day happen?
So your first day we met, you took me out to lunch.
That's right.
To Wendy's.
To Wendy's.
Bought my lunch.
Yes.
Yeah, that was it. Right there.
That was it. Right at the beginning.
Yeah.
BFFs right here. I make his top five list. What are you choking about? Everybody knows it's true. He even knows it's true. He's just in denial. But anyways, okay. Any other questions I need to ask before we get serious?
Are we getting serious?
We gotta get serious. That's the whole purpose of this. See, I was actually going back and forth that we should be serious or not, but I think we gotta be serious sometime. I have very important questions to ask him. Yeah, we should do this weekly.
Last time you said we should be serious, and you and I were talking together in front of people, you were in a marshmallow suit.
That is true.
Remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
It went something like this. This is serious.
Yes.
It was serious.
Liberty, when I was there, was you and I getting up all the time, and you saying, this is serious, and you'd be dressed up. By the time you took off, you had like 15 shirts.
Yes, I do.
You kept ripping a shirt off.
Yeah, I kept ripping a shirt off, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember that. Good times. You know, our 5K run video was on Facebook the other day.
Yeah,
that was on there. Good. Mm-hmm. Good times. I've made you.
Or the video of us on the roof.
That was on the roof. You were not on the roof. I wasn't on the roof. I was on the roof. You were not on the roof.
I was recording you on the roof.
We're not on the roof.
Yeah,
you were on a ladder.
I was trying to stay out of the camera as much as possible.
Yes, you did. And I remember Brad, he was down there laying on the roof. Remember that?
I do.
Big coward. So, we got to transition to being something serious. How are we going to do that? Because I didn't plan that out well.
You know, I can flip a water bottle now. I've learned this.
He has bragged about this.
Oh.
Oh, you stop it. You both stop it.
And I didn't practice that. Is that on the camera?
Let's see, anybody can do that.
Mostly.
Ready? I almost had it. He has bragged about the water bottle flipping thing for quite some time, and I have to admit, I have to give him credit. Every time he brags about
you're
it,
impressed.
I am slightly impressed.
I'm
okay.
A little jealous.
All right, so we've wasted 5 minutes. All right, 11:01. Because I know podcasts are supposed to be like 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay, so we're almost done.
And when you preach, it's about 5 minutes or less. So this is like right up your alley.
It's true, yeah.
It's right up your alley.
Well, I'm not very smart, so I have about 15 minutes worth.
I've never been claimed being smart either. No. What did you add? Don't get much positive, really. Have you ever said anything positive
Let's
about me?
Let's keep this moving.
Okay, speaking of which, we'll get to serious real quick. I will, the thing I will never forgive him for, I mean, ever forgive him for, we had this, one of his last staff parties, Brad and Chris came up with this great idea of where we had random people that we drew out of a hat, and we had to say something nice and positive about that person, all right?
Yeah.
So this guy predestined, preordained by God that he got me, all right? So I was excited because I knew he got me and stuff. Right? I'm praying for something positive, something uplifting.
Man, I don't remember that.
It was the biggest bunch of junk. I mean, he had days to plan this, days to plan to say something positive about me. And all he could come up with, literally all he came up with, is that he appreciates how I get excited about things. That's all he said. Come on, even she knows that was love.
Sounds like we need to bring out the floor.
Yeah.
And work on.
I don't remember that.
Some pent up.
It was the last step.
Aggression
and liberty. It was awful.
Number one, that you remember that game. Number two, that you remember that many details, and that you're still offended.
I am offended by it. And this is the guy.
The floor is yours.
Me, this is the guy who likes to plan. All right.
Yeah,
he
tells. Just pull him out of a hat and
have to
say something.
Yeah, Brad, the rest of the game, that's
his
days ahead.
Oh,
right.
I am offended.
That's the reason I brought it up. All right.
I apologize for not.
Nah, yeah, nobody believes that.
So basically, what I see happening is you expressed your feelings.
RT
has sincerely apologized.
So, it's the only reason I'm here.
And now we're ready to move on.
Yeah, I'm only here to
tackle today's topic.
I'm here to throw him out of the bus to get some nice food down here.
First time
reason. That's the only reason I'm out. And you said you were buying lunch.
Yeah, I'll buy you lunch. Go to Wendy's.
Okay, listen to me. It really ticks me off when you laugh at somebody else's joke that's insulting toward me. It really ticks me off when you do that. It wasn't even that funny.
I'm pretty sure we're about 10 minutes in.
Okay, 10 minutes. You can do a podcast for 25. You can do a podcast for 25 minutes. You can do a podcast for 25 minutes any day.
We have like a lightning round at the end. Let's just do that.
Okay. Lightning round. Okay. I felt this eye coming. That's okay. Okay, so obviously, what week is this on the coronavirus? Has it been 2 months now?
It's 7 Sundays. I don't always remember what day it is, but I know it's 7 Sundays.
I think there's a lot of things. One, most people who say they did not see this coming, the longevity of it.
Yeah.
If most people say that, they're lying, all right? I don't think most people would have seen this coming lasting that long. So at Liberty, we had the staff meeting yesterday, and keep talking about the last week or two, you know, what lessons are being learned, what are being taught, what is God teaching us during this time. So for you, let's start with you personally. So what have you learned, or what are you learning during this whole situation, circumstance that we've been, that God has allowed to happen? Anything come to top of your head?
See here. Personally, it's been, so as a family, Karen's working all the time right now, so that's been a change. So I'm with the girls a lot, which has been good in some ways, because I'm home every evening. Yeah. And so it's learning to connect with them, and we're being forced to do stuff at home, which is different for us. Learning to spend time with them. The big thing I'm learning in my job is that there are some things, not just job and life in general, some things that I thought were really important or essential, seems to be the word right now.
Right, yeah, there you go.
And they weren't really that essential. So even stuff at the church that we were doing that we're not doing now, we're not noticing really any difference from that.
Yeah. I think that's one thing one of our staff guys, Aaron, brought up too, is you're going to find out what was that?
Sounds like a smart guy.
he's one of those southern guys too, so I don't give
is he southern sooner?
I don't give too much props, all right?
That explains it.
Yeah, he says too, it's just like you're going to find out what was really important, what's not really important. That goes personally, I think, with families and whatever, but even in the ministry too.
Yeah.
We're going to find out what was, like you just said, essential and non-essential. I thought that was good. All right. Again, everything's so negative for a lot of people right now, so let's try to make the positive just for a second. Pleasant surprises that you've seen happen in the last 7 weeks that you did not see come, that you didn't see come, and all of a sudden, hey, there's some good stuff happening.
Yeah, so the big thing we learned at the church on pleasant surprises and ports and groups, since I've been here, so for a little over 3 years now, we've been pushing, be in a small group, being a Sunday school class, be connected, because Villa's, we've been growing, and so when that has happened, you don't know everyone in the church. And so those who are plugged into a group now, into a small group or Sunday school class, we've just seen those Sunday school leaders, those small group leaders in that group just take care of each other. You know, things like Zoom meetings and stuff like that, but also just checking in on each other. And they just have that group that's able to connect with them. So that's been a great surprise to me to see how well that's worked. And it's also a lesson we've learned for the future is that when we start gathering together again as a church, really pushing, everyone needs to be in some type of group.
You can't overemphasize that. I mean, I think that's one thing I've liked, even with, I mean, I don't like necessarily doing it through Zoom or social media or whatever, but I've liked getting with my teenagers every Sunday night with the prayer time, and even, you know, a portion of our small groups, who does a Zoom meeting as well. But,
you do once a week with your students?
Once a week.
Or you pastor us every day?
That's it for Talking Family, Talking Life. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to take this little dude outside. It's not out of it.
I mean, you Zoom once a week and you have me.
Right. I text them constantly.
Okay.
I send out devotional
worksheets. I wasn't trying to compare.
I send out devotional worksheets. I don't want it to all be about me, but about Jesus. That's right, Chris Moore.
Yeah, I wouldn't try to
any
bring
chance
that up
Chris listens to this? Any chance Chris listens? It's probably zero.
I'm sure he listens.
Not trash talk. I'm on trash talking.
I will.
On trash talk.
I'm sure he's one of six or seven.
Okay, he's listening. He's not that funny, all right? It drives me nuts when she thinks you're that funny.
Yeah.
He's not that funny. He never has been. I'm the funny one of this.
That's right. What's funny.
That's where pride is, where pride gets you, all right? When you're humble.
So, was that the lightning round?
We're not done. I got like four more questions of lightning round. All right.
That's not lightning.
All right. So, what do you think? Okay. What do you hope the church learns from this going forward? Here's the question. What do you hope the church learns? I mean, we've been apart for 7 weeks. Don't have a norm. So what do you hope spiritually we can learn from this? Not just even your church, but the whole church.
Yeah, you know how some people will miss church because of anything. Right? And I get stuff comes out, right? So I hope this is about longing so in the community here, as we gather on Sunday mornings, but also at community in the smaller groups in the week, where we can't have that right now. I just hope that longing is there. That's
strong. 100% agree with that. All right, lighting round question number 4. What do you hope our children, the elementary age kid, the teenager, and some of these people out here with their grandchildren, what do you hope our children get from this whole experience? It might be the same thing that you just mentioned for the church as a whole, but what would be the lesson for them that you hope they get?
I hope that during this time they've seen their parents as their spiritual leader. So that's something we've been pushing, is that our church's motto is we come alongside parents. So you know this, we're not pushing out a ton of resources that we're doing. We're doing some. Our children's director's doing a good job. She's putting out a lesson on Sunday night. But to the parents who ask, we let them know that, no, your job is to disciple your kid, not ours. Now, we come alongside, and we want to disciple them as well, but you're the primary disciple maker. So I hope that during this time is that kids have been able to see their parents playing that role.
And I want to piggyback on that, too. We just did a podcast. I think it was our last podcast we did on No More Excuses. And the busy excuse not to be a spiritual leader is completely out the window. I know still people have jobs and so forth, but I mean, when it comes to extracurricular activities, whether it be sports or whatever it might be tied in with school or whatever, that's out that's out the window. So there's really no more excuses not to step up and be the spiritual leader that you're talking about. And hopefully, and I think on the positive, I think a lot of families have done that.
Yeah, I agree.
But at the same time, I wonder how many haven't as well. I think that's really good. All right, a couple more, and then you're off the hot seat. Okay. This is fun.
Yeah.
All right. Greatest burden that you have for the church right now. I know it might be the whole thing of not being connected and not being together, but what would be your greatest burden that you have for the church right now? Or maybe even moving forward if you want to look at it that way.
Really, or at least here, we're really burdened for those who are not able to connect with much. So those who aren't on social media, those who, you know, they're not watching our services on YouTube or Facebook. And so we're calling them, but we're just not able to connect with them. And so this really burden for them. And then also burden for new believers that we're not able to meet and disciple like we was.
I think, you know, while you were talking, I got thinking of this because I heard Pastor Meister talk about this a lot, and our staff talks about it a lot. But we got to make sure that the burden is not always on the pastors and the church staff to make sure connections are happening. I mean, it would bring us no greater joy than to know our people in our local church, you know, are connecting with each other and reach out to the people that, you know, aren't connecting like they would like to, but they just don't know how. For an example, we were talking about this yesterday. I mean, most people are familiar with social media and how to work with things and technology, but you know, when we talk about, you know, sharing like a live video on Sunday, there are some people that's foreign language to them, and for some people, they just still to this day don't know how it is to get on a live video feed and watch the service. So there are people out there that just don't know what to do or how to connect. And I think it'd be great if people in our local church and the local churches that you're part of that could step up and reach out to those people. All right. I think that's it for lightning questions. That's it. You have anything from the background? I had more, but kind of repetitive question. Nothing. You want to laugh at anything about him? Anything anymore?
Can we tell another joke?
No, no more jokes. Actually, RT, for those who are just, I sat on my finger. Hurt. Why are you taking this item? That's one thing I don't miss about this whole thing
side.
Right here.
You're just whining about sitting on your finger and shaking my head.
It would not help Karen being here because she's never on my side. Ever.
Sit on your finger.
And then you're like, Karen, I'm not. And then you said it like five times.
Yeah.
Really, I did not say it five times. All right. First of all, I'm being the nice one here. RT did show me, for all you Liberty people and Villa people, he did show me the construction that's going on.
Yeah.
And looks really nice. Of course, he had to throw in there how much work he did to, you know, tearing down the ceiling tile. He has, quote, okay, lead pastor here. I had to go up and down the steps 47 times, carrying 47 times. I didn't have time to study because I was carrying stuff.
He did not say that.
I think I said
I threw that in there, but still.
And I said that to a friend. I didn't say that to everyone looking for attention. I didn't put a social media post up. 46 trip down the steps.
No, you said 47.
Carrying a couch by myself. Getting ready to do number 47. Hashtag look at me.
Who is bitter and angry now? All right, how long have we gone, by the way? 20 minutes? That's fine.
It feels like about an hour.
It's been just, the time flies when you're having fun. It felt like 2 minutes for me. I think next time, if you guys are lucky, next time it'll be myself, RT, Karen, and Sarah. And yeah, maybe we'll let Karen and Sarah do one next time.
Let's do that.
Do you realize that podcast would be one and a half hours if they do? There is no doubt it'd be an hour and a half.
There's a podcast I listen to, and it's not uncommon for it to go over 5 hours.
Right.
So it'd probably be something.
Oh, 20 minutes is nothing.
Yeah.
Sarah and Karen doing a podcast, it'd be great, but oh my goodness, take
you
a couple
of
days.
20-minute segments.
Oh my gosh.
Chills. All right. It does! Just the longevity of it.
Notice I didn't say anything in this conversation.
He agrees with me, though. Trust me.
He's going to wish I was there next week when he wants me to do his podcast and I'm busy.
All right, talking family, talking life. It's been fun. We had some fun and we were serious for a good 7-8 minutes. Good stuff. It really was some good stuff in there. And Sarah's calling me names behind the screen, and I can't repeat. So, anyways, see you guys next week. Thanks, guys. Thanks, RT. Woo!